Today we're going to talk about God and creation, and we're going to focus on wind. Wind is very interesting in the fact that it can be good and it can be bad. We see the pros and cons of both. I see in my own life, there was one time that I was in Utah, in Park City, Utah, and we did this thing called Zip Line Utah. And what it was is there was a zip line that was up on this hill, and then it's like 3/4 of a mile, and you go down in like a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And but while we were up on this hill, we're standing up there, it was super windy, and you're hooked to this line, and the guide says, I'm going to make these certain actions, and when you see me make these actions, you need to do something. So the first one was, he kind of waved his hand over his head. And what that meant was we needed a break. So we needed to slow down. And then the other one was he would kick his leg out. And when he kicked his leg out, he basically meant, hey, now you're ready to receive my instruction. This lets me know that you see me and that you're listening and you're watching me and ready to do whatever I ask you to do. The problem is that I get on the zip line and I am zooming down. And the guide told me that at one point in time, him and a buddy were able to go down this line at about 70 miles per hour, which is insane. So I'm assuming I'm going about 55, 60 miles an hour, and I'm flying down this thing. The problem is I don't have any glasses on, and the wind is crazy anyway, and it's blowing in my face, and I can't see. It was like the day was like kind of humid, so the wind was like very nice and welcoming until you were probably meeting your impending doom at the bottom of this line. And so I can't see, and I get to a point and I'm able to wipe my eyes with my arm, and then I'm seeing him frantically kicking. At which point, I kick myself, like kick my leg out and show him that I see it. And then he's like waving to break. And so I break and I'm able to get down there safely. But my eyes watered so bad because of the wind that, even the guide was like, I knew you couldn't see me. So I was really trying to help you out. And so it was really funny, but I saw both in that instance, the pros and cons of wind. I wasn't as hot as I could be because the wind was cooling me off, but I also, the wind was in like keeping me from being able to see what was going on. The wind for us, it does multiple things. The thing is, I see is wind can be a big nuisance as well. It blows everything away. Just recently we had high winds outside, and I went over to my in-law's house to see their yard furniture blown everywhere, and it was because of the wind. But I can tell you, wind is also extremely welcoming. Like I said before, when it's like hot outside, we welcome a nice cool breeze or wind to cool us off. We also, the wind dries things up, right? So whenever it's super wet outside, it dries things up. But when I look at the Bible, I did a search on wind in the Bible, and different things popped up. And the biggest two things that I saw was the first one. God is in control of the wind. We see in Exodus 14, 21 through 22, the story of the splitting of the sea, and God has his wind blowing on it for so long that it actually creates dry land so that the Israelites can cross. And it splits the sea, and the Israelites are able to cross on dry land, the Bible says. So, I see where God is in control of wind. I also see God's grace in the wind. In Psalm 78, verse 26, it says this, "He caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he led out the south wind." I had to do a little digging on this one because this verse left alone makes no sense. But this chapter of Psalm 78 is actually talking about a coming generation that is basically going to defy God and not going to listen to him. And so even in verse 17, it says, yet they sin still more against them, rebelling against the Most High in the desert, talking about the Israelites. And then he talks about even more so the coming generation. But then he says, therefore, when the Lord heard, he was full of wrath. A fire was kindled against Jacob. His anger rose against Israel because he did not believe in God and did not trust his saving power. Yet he commanded the skies above and opened the doors of heaven, and he rained down on them manna to eat and gave them the grain of heaven. Man ate of the bread of the angels. He sent them flood in abundance. He caused the east wind to blow in the heavens, and by his power he let out the south wind. He shows grace right here. What this wind entails is back in Numbers 11:31. This is what this verse references. It's actually a wind that comes out and disturbs the quail, the birds, and so, but the wind was so strong that it kept the birds from getting to us too high, and that the Israelites were able to actually catch the birds and eat them. And so even in our rebellion, God gives us grace so often because he loves us, and he shows that in his wind. The last one is God is in the wind. We see in Acts 2, verse 2, it says, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting, and divided tongues of fire, as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. We see wind as a picture of the Holy Spirit here as well, which is really cool. So we see wind as in something that helps us. We see wind as in something that is grace, and we also see God in the wind. And so I challenge you to do this with that, all that in mind. The next time that there is a really windy day, it's really cool to think, because biblically we see God in the wind, to have an understanding that God is in control of the wind, God is in the wind, and God shows his grace. And so when you're outside and the wind is blowing and maybe your hair's going crazy or you look real nice and the wind is driving you nuts, maybe it's a point in which you need to just stop and just bask in God's grace and bask in his sovereignty and his control in your life, and feel him all around you. Because I know that sometimes we go through life and we like that feeling that God is there, and that may just be God showing you that he is. So when you're in the wind, just kind of stop. Maybe it's for like 10 seconds. Just breathe it in and realize God is there. He's in control, and you are blessed by his grace. I hope that encourages you today.